You've heard all about this whole paleo thing, but you've wondered if it's really for you. You've been searching for someone to guide you along the way. Your search is over. Let registered nurse Marie Grace Berg lead the way with these inspiring stories of people who have been where you are. Welcome to Transitioning to Paleo Made Easy with Marie Grace Berg.
Have you ever wondered why you're having a hard time losing weight? Eat More, Burn More is focused on helping you transform your body into a fat-burning mode by turning off the hormone that sabotages your fat loss. Go to eatmoreburnmoresystem.com to learn more.
Yes, paleo fans out there, let's get started. I am excited to introduce you our amazing guest for today, Jessica Dean. Jessica Dean is the founder of the Almond Flour Baking Company blog, where she shares her recipes on desserts and baked goods, all gluten-free. After getting diagnosed with celiac disease in 2009, Jessica went totally grain-free. She is a private chef with a focus on gluten-free cooking and writes the gluten-free baking blog, All Gluten, No Gluten. We are thrilled to hear her story as we take her back to her journey when she first started living the gluten-free paleo lifestyle. To our paleo fans out there, Miss Jessica Dean, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here.
We are excited to have you on the show, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So Jessica, I really love your story and what you're putting out there to the paleo community and to the gluten-free community. And as a result of that, our listeners really want to get to know you, and I want to provide that conduit, you know, that bridge between you and our listeners. So here are some cool questions that we can talk about. Feel free to comment anytime about them, but these are just general questions I have in mind. So let's start with you and your life prior to being on the gluten-free or the paleo diet. Can you tell us more about you personally and share us what was your life and personal situation prior to adopting this gluten-free and paleo diet and lifestyle?
Right. Well, you know, it's a long and sordid story. but basically, I came to the realization that, you know, well after my diagnosis, that I was celiac disease my whole life. I started at a very young age. I'm talking about like 9 months old, with severe digestive issues and chronic throwing up and diarrhea. At that point, at 9 months old, they didn't find anything specifically to diagnose, so they took me off of fats and sugars, and that probably did a bit more to hurt the situation than actually helped. So I lived, you know, eating gluten until 2009, and by that time I was 41. So for most of my life, I was really sick. Started getting migraines in the fifth grade. In my early 20s, I began having severe panic attacks. Really bad. I've always had really bad digestive issues. And all kinds of chronic issues to boot, IBS and severe candida, and even major depression for most of my life. In 2008, I got a severe back injury, and the chiropractor that helped me out said, "Why don't you get some blood work done?" He looked at my blood work test results and said, "Yeah, something's really wrong. You should go see, you know, an endocrinologist." So I made an appointment with a guy named Dr. Allen here in Los Angeles, who is a third-generation endocrinologist, and he diagnosed me with severe anemia, hypothyroidism, and adrenal fatigue. So by the time I got those diagnoses, I was really, really ill. I couldn't function. I lost most of my business, and I really was just hibernating in my home, trying to figure out what was wrong with me. And finally, a year later in 2009, one of my best friends attended a paleo workshop with Rob Wolf. He was giving a certificate of nutrition in paleo to attend this workshop. She took the course, came home from the weekend, and she had been very intimately involved in my journey, trying to help me, you know, find solutions. She came home and said, "Jess, I think you might have celiac disease. Why don't you try getting off of gluten?" So that was really my first experience with the paleo lifestyle and with paleo eating, and with even an inkling that I may have celiac disease, because up to that point, no doctor had told me to try getting off wheat and having a gluten-free lifestyle. So wow. That's basically it.
Wow, what a story you have had there. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners, especially with those struggling with this gut problems, and this celiac disease that you've just mentioned, there's a lot of people out there that, you know what, if you have, you know, these symptoms sometimes are overlooked, if you go to the doctor with this vague symptoms, they would know that, okay, is this celiac disease or is it something? And up until then, you have all of these other symptoms that you make it even more severe like that. That's when you realize, okay, what is going on with me? And that is really sad, especially now, because there's a lot of people out there with this condition and they're not given the right advice, the right recommendation, especially in the diet, because I believe that it's a big key component of the celiac disease. And wow, what a story that you have there! And I'm glad that you found a way to, you know, a method for your friend as well to share you the resources and so you can try it for yourself, go gluten free, and finding out that if you had this diagnosis. After all of these symptoms that you've been experiencing your whole life. So thank you for sharing that, because I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate to that, some of our listeners probably have the same conditions as well. And that's really enlightening for them to hear that from you. So thank you for sharing that. Now, what was that defining moment that made you want to start going gluten-free? And was that the time when your friend gave you that resource, or did you just decide to just go for it?
No, actually, that weekend I said, you know, I have nothing to lose. I had spent thousands of dollars on tons of different, you know, doctors and specialists and so forth. And nobody had really found a root cause for all of the different autoimmune disorders that were affecting me. So by the time that she told me to try the paleo diet, I just really had nothing to lose. The defining moment came a couple months after that. I got her advice in September of 2009. 2 months later, it was Thanksgiving. And I hadn't really, I just went gluten-free and grain-free, but didn't really keep track of it. When Thanksgiving rolled around, I made a conscious decision. I said, I'm going to try to have gluten. I'm going to have some stuffing, and I'm just going to eat whatever I want for Thanksgiving and see what happens. So for Thanksgiving, I did have stuffing. I had some pie. I'm sure I had a couple of other things. And the next morning, I felt like someone was in my intestines with a machete just cutting me open. The pain was so severe, but that didn't stop me. I had a turkey sandwich that day. That is the power of gluten. And by Monday, a lot of what I call my primary symptoms were just raging back out of control. My IBS was back. I had severe and painful indigestion. I had severe diarrhea and really bad stomach cramps. And, sweating and mood swings and just you name it. I was just a mess literally 2 days after I had eaten gluten. And so by that time, that was really the defining moment for me, was Thanksgiving 2009, when I said, okay, this is it. I think I'm on to something. I'm getting off gluten and I'm staying off of it. And in 2010 is when I really began to research full force the paleo diet and what it means. And really started getting more into the understanding of nutrition and how it works in a body. And so that's in 2010, early on, is when I went full paleo.
Wow. I mean, well, that's the thing. I mean, for our listeners, there's a big takeaway with what Jessica just shared, because give yourself 7 days or 30 days, for example, and to test yourself whether this one is working for you, or whether this one is for you, or whether your body is responding well. Because, and then start, like, for example, what Jessica did 2 months later, she had this gluten or grain diet or meals on Thanksgiving, and the symptoms just went right back in. And that's what happens. That's when you know that, wow, what it is that I was eating was causing all of these symptoms. And that's a lot of it's very common for our listeners to hear that after a few days or some days or even a month of trying paleo or gluten-free or being on a gluten-free diet, and then they started introducing back what they were used to eating. Oh, they feel so miserable. And I did that one myself as well. And that's when I realized, wow, I'm not going back to where I was earlier, because now I know how it feels. But it's a great lesson there for our listeners to learn from, because you won't realize it up until you feel the big difference. So, wow, I'm really sad that you had that experience. But at least you knew from then on that this is it. This was the defining moment that I'm going to go full force with this. I know what's causing all of the symptoms in my stomach, in my body, and I will try to avoid all of this. So, and that's a good thing about, I tell myself, experimenting what works for you and what is not. So thank you for sharing that, because those are huge lessons.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Now let's talk about, your goal when you started this being on gluten free. What was that vision for yourself that drove you to succeed this, apart from getting all of the symptoms away? What were those vision? What were your goals that drove you to succeed following this paleo or this gluten free diet?
Well, it was a couple different things. It really started with my health, because by the time I got onto the paleo diet, I really was very weak. I actually had a doctor tell me that if I didn't do something different with my life, I was going to end up with cancer of one kind or another. And that was really shocking first to hear a doctor just say that to you. But I'm actually really glad he said that, because, you know, it just continued to drive me forward, to continue to search out what I could do differently. And really it was my desire just to feel better and live, you know, one day without pain in my body, which for me was my vision. My vision started out really small, which was really just to be able to get up out of bed, because I was just, I was really, really sick and I could barely function. Like I said, I had lost my business and it was really, really discouraging for me. So for me, my steps were very, very baby steps, and they really just were, let's just try to feel better on a daily basis. And slowly but surely I did. But one thing I learned about the body is that changes don't happen quickly. We're so used to trying to find that magic bullet. And, you know, the paleo lifestyle and the paleo diet is extremely effective. But your body's not going to instantly go, oh my God, this is exactly what I want. It really is a process of changing your tastes and changing your taste buds and changing the whole way that you look at food. And that's going to take a little bit of time. So I think for me, it was really just this trial and error process that I still haven't perfected. You know, I still have brown rice occasionally. And I'm sorry to say, I still love sugar. And that's probably been the hardest thing for me to give up is the sugar.
Well, I think we all do. But the good news is there are other alternatives, sugar substitutes that are a lot healthier than refined sugars. So like sugar from fruits, for example, or stevia, for example, or raw honey, for example, you know, when taken moderately in moderation, that's a whole lot better than the refined sugars out there. So, wow. And for our listeners out there, you know what? For me too. I mean, when I started with the paleo, I noticed the difference. I mean, I was more energetic. I was sleeping good. My skin more clear as ever. And you are right. You know, our body is so forgiving that sometimes it takes a while to change your. And I have a friend who I was introducing it with my green smoothie. I mean, more vegetables versus fruits. And he keeps telling me that it tastes horrible. And I said, well, your taste buds gonna get used to it, but you have to give your body and your time for time to get used to it. So, yeah, I mean, our body is so forgiving that sometimes we don't see the results right away, you could notice a difference in terms of how you feel and naturally, maybe in a few weeks or so, a lot of the people out there, a lot of our listeners, I'm sure, experience that when you embark on this, when you remove all of those grain sources, the gluten sources, and cut back on the sugar component, you naturally lose weight. And you feel good and you feel better. And yeah, I mean, having that goal, I mean, I'm sure I can totally imagine how you feel like even just having those days that you feel good and pain-free. Oh my God. I mean, that was one of the big goals for a lot of our listeners who have this condition or this celiac disorder or irritable bowel syndrome, for example. But because I can totally imagine, I mean, being a nurse myself, I have seen a lot of patients with this condition in the hospital. And I could imagine how uncomfortable, how painful, you know, when they are in this exacerbation period, when they have this constant diarrhea or constant stomach cramps. So I can imagine that, you know, your goal was then was to be pain free, and you've experienced that one with the taking the grain and the gluten out from your diet. So the takeaway here for our listeners is that, you know, have something, you know, like a goal for yourself when you start embarking on or trying this paleo or gluten-free diet. Have something for yourself that, okay, what is it that I want to achieve by following this? Because that will motivate you, that will inspire you to try it and to keep at it without, we call it falling off on some days. So thank you for sharing that. Now, I'd love for you to share our listeners, you know, what happened when you started being on the paleo or on the gluten-free diet. So take it back to the past and share with us how you transitioned and what were those first steps that you took early on that our listeners can learn from.
Well, let's see. It was really trial and error because I had responded so well getting off of gluten. I started doing a lot of research into gluten and celiac disease and the protein gliadin and so forth. And I think it was really the research that kept me inspired to keep going, because the more I stayed on the diet and the more I learned about living gluten-free and living paleo, the more conscious I became of how I was feeling on a day-to-day basis, because then I had something to compare it to, right? So I sort of had the before and after. And it was, like I said, getting off of gluten, it took about 2 months for me to notice any changes. And then I remember 2 months after that is when my autoimmune disorders started to calm down. I realized that a lot of them were based on inflammation in my body. My body had become so inflamed because of gluten that I couldn't even wear earrings anymore. About 10 minutes into wearing a pair of earrings, my ears would start to throb and hurt really, really badly. So I just never wore earrings, and that went on for years. And I remember that Christmas, after that Thanksgiving, my brother and his wife gave me a pair of earrings for Christmas. And I thought to myself when I opened the gift, I thought, oh boy, I'm not going to be able to wear these. I'll go upstairs. I'll put them on. They'll see me with them on for just a few minutes, and then I'll take them right off. Just so that they know, they can see what I look like with them on, but I know that my ears are going to start hurting. Well, I put those earrings on and I completely forgot about them until the next morning. And I couldn't believe it. I was able to wear my ears didn't hurt. They weren't red. They weren't oozing pus. So I was like, okay, that, I think for me, the true inspiration was the longer I stayed off of gluten and the longer I stayed on the paleo diet, the less and less my body was inflamed. And I could see little changes happening, not on a day-to-day basis, but maybe on a week-to-week basis, on a month-to-month basis. But each new change was like a celebration of life. You know, the fact that I could wear a pair of earrings again just blew my mind. It was such a gift. So those are the things that, those are really the first steps that I took, and the way that I stayed inspired to stay on the diet is really because I just saw little benefits in my health.
Wow. So that was you did trial and error, and you did more research about your condition and the paleo diet and the gluten-free diet. And then you got off the grain and gluten for the first 2 months. And then you realized when you went back to some of those food on Thanksgiving, your symptoms came back. So those were great takeaways here for our listeners. So for our listeners out there who are thinking of starting this or you know, giving it a try, the paleo diet or the gluten-free diet, try it first and try first and don't make it big. I mean, maybe change your breakfast, for example, or change to one meal at a time and make it and try it for yourself and see how your body responds. And then, and of course, it's really great to do your, I mean, to learn. There's a lot of resources out there that we can learn from. So do your own research. Educate yourself about this diet, about this paleo diet or this gluten-free diet and your condition, if you have that condition like Jessica has. That way you are more informed, and then you can make a decision of whether, you know, this is for you or not. And also that you will be more empowered to try it for yourself. And the last one, of course, is really, if I were to do it all over again, that will be my first step as well, to get off the grain and gluten and see that for yourself and then go on and then progress from there. So thank you for sharing those, because I'm sure those are huge takeaways that our listeners can learn from how you got started, that, so that they can see themselves, okay, what are the first steps that I'm going to do if I have to follow this. So thank you for sharing those. Now let's talk about the challenges that you faced transitioning to the paleo diet and lifestyle. What have been your biggest challenges, and how have you addressed or overcame them?
For me, it's not hard to stay off of grains, because you know, I'm obviously severely unable to process any type of gluten or gliadin, so I just don't touch those at all. For me, I think the biggest challenge has been the sugar. You know, that's really what continues to be the issue for me, is the sugar. I've done a lot of research into healthy fats. I'm no longer afraid of fats. I'm certainly not afraid of animal fats anymore, or in particular saturated fats. And I think probably about 30% of my diet is saturated fats, because that is where so much of the health benefits come from. You know, our brains are 70% cholesterol. I don't know how many people know that little fact, but our brains are almost pure fat. So, and they're not polyunsaturated fat. They are animal fat. Our brain is made of animal fat, the same type of DNA structure of you know, the animal fat found in a pig or a cow. So, in getting healthy, it really behooves you to understand the science behind the paleo diet. And I would say that's been the biggest inspiration for me, is just learning more and more about the paleo diet. And then, of course, the biggest obstacle or challenge has been learning to eliminate sugar. I do choose raw honey. That's been a huge choice for me. I also use xylitol in my baking, which I really, really love. And I love dairy, and I love dairy fats, so I still eat those. However, I do my best to source them naturally and only choose raw dairy. So when I do drink milk, for instance, I only drink raw milk, which for much of my life, I thought I was lactose intolerant, because I had severe reactions to lactose, to pasteurized milk, but I don't have any of those reactions to raw milk. So yeah, I think the biggest challenge is the sugar, and also just continuing to educate myself about what it means to be paleo.
I mean, I can totally understand what you said, because, you know what, I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate to this, and, you know, staying away from sugars is a big challenge, and I totally can relate with what you said, because first of all, you are a chef and you are a baker, and you make all these great desserts out there that are all gluten-free. So yeah, I'm sure it's a challenge. I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate to this as well. But the thing is, if you know how to substitute, and then of course use them in moderation. I mean, using raw honey and xylitol, for example, in your baking. And then of course, don't be eating this big or sweets every day, but on occasions, that is okay. I mean, for me, that's okay, because after all, we have to enjoy life. But at the same time, we have to be conscious about what are those ingredients that we are putting in our body. So use those that are more paleo friendly, like raw honey and xylitol that Jessica just shared. And of course, continuing to learn, to constantly learning about the paleo diet, about research out there on, and be proactive about it, of course. And the good thing is that nowadays, you know, it's so easy to get information out there. Of course, it's easy to be overwhelmed by them, but if you know where to find those resources out there, there are a lot of that you can learn from, and constantly educate yourself so that you know what to do and what not to do. And also that way you can be empowered in really taking care of yourself and really taking your health a priority. So thank you for sharing those that our listeners can learn from from your the challenges that you have experienced, that, so that when they run that, in that challenges, they can see for themselves, okay, what is it I have to do, and they know what to do. So thank you for sharing those. Now, how did you measure your success following the paleo diet and lifestyle, and what were the benefits and transformations you have in yourself as a result of it?
What is it now? It's 2014. I've been mostly paleo for the last several years, since 2009. And I have to say that for me, the biggest benefit, the biggest transformation is that I have my health back today. I have a thriving business as a blogger, and I work as a sous chef in a private food delivery service. I have a lot of extracurricular activities that I pursue now. I am able to work out again and exercise and pursue my passion for yoga. So I've really, I guess the biggest transformation is just that I have my life back. I'm an active person. I am not afraid of making plans for fear that I'm going to end up in bed the next day. I just have the freedom that comes from having true health. I just really had never known what true health was until I did the paleo diet. And now I do, now I get it. And now that I have that, and I have all of this energy, and I have all this clear thinking and all this natural happiness that sort of seems to come from within, I don't want to change a thing. I don't want to compromise my lifestyle. I don't want to, cheat or, go back to the way things were, because that's exactly what got me sick. So, it's just, for me, the biggest transformation has been, the freedom that I have from real health, from feeling really strong inside my body.
Wow. I mean, I have my life back. That is huge. I mean, you said it so perfectly. That was huge transformation. And I can read between the lines of what you've just said. I mean, feeling happy and energetic and active and going, having your business back, having your health back, being working as a sous chef again. I mean, these are all great benefits of really clearing out what is it that is causing you, your body, with all of the symptoms that you've experienced so far. Listeners out there, try it out for yourself. Try to achieve these benefits, because you might never, especially if you have this condition that Jessica has, try it for yourself and see for yourself how this will benefit you. And like what she said, start slow, but don't make it as a hindrance if you it's okay, because sometimes there will be like days when you fall off, but then get back at it, and when you realize that you feel worse than when, if you go back to those, then you will say, okay, this is it, I'm not going back to it. So thank you for sharing that, because that is a huge thing for our listeners to learn as well. Now, share with us what you are currently working at with your business, Almond Flour Baking Company, and what's one big benefit that our listeners can get with your product or service?
Well, for me, as a blogger, I write a blog, and the focus of my blog is gluten-free baking, but my passion over the last few years has been learning to work with nut flours. So the thing that excites me the most right now is getting people away from this idea that we have to bake with with grains, that somehow grains are the only option if we like to bake. They're not. They're really not. Nut flours are just a really wonderful way to get carbs and protein and healthy fats. They make everything taste really, really good. And even people with nut allergies can have things like, they have to be careful, but, you know, they can mix and match and have things like coconut flour or chestnut flour, both of which are pretty allergy free. So there are a lot of options out there for baking and making those quote unquote comfort foods that do make us feel good and do make us feel like it's fun to enjoy life. In a culinary experience, there's nothing wrong with that. I consider myself a foodie, and that's really why I started this blog, is to show people that, you know, you can have these kinds of culinary, fun, adventurous food experiences and not sacrifice your paleo lifestyle to have them. So there's a lot of options out there, and I think that's one of my biggest my biggest advocacies right now, is just showing people that it's not one or the other. You know, I used to hear people say, when I told people that I was gluten-free or that I didn't eat wheat, I would inevitably hear somebody say, "Oh my God, what do you eat?" And I just think, oh my God, really? If your world is made of only wheat and everything you in it is only made of wheat, then you've got a really big problem on your hands, because there are so many other foods to eat in the world. You know, it's not all or nothing. So, that's my biggest, takeaway that I want people to gain from my blog, is just there's so many ways to enjoy food and to be creative and have fun culinary experiences without gluten, without grains. It's all out there.
Yes, and I'm really glad that you have this out there. You have these resources and you are educating people out there, because this is one of the areas that I ask a lot of questions about. I mean, like, a lot of the people think that paleo is just eating meat and vegetables. And what about desserts? And like, we're going to be eating only fruits as dessert? I mean, you know what? Just like what Jessica just shared, there are alternative ways. And I love that you shared that, because instead of, you know, having this wheat or this grain products, you can use nut flours, like from almond flour or chestnut flour or coconut flour. I use this one. I mix them as well, so that you can make a healthy dessert that are gluten-free and that is more friendly in your gut. So don't be, for our listeners out there, don't be sad if think that all you have to do is avoid all of this and you won't be able to take this because they're all alternatives. So it's really important that you find these resources, like for example what Jessica is sharing, so that you can educate yourself and you'll know that, okay, I can have this, I can still enjoy dessert, but then I have to be cautious about what the ingredients are. And there are a lot of ingredients out there that are more paleo friendly, like what Jessica just shared. So and they can check that one out at your site at almondflourbakingcompany.com, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, the almondflourbakingcompany.com.
And a lot of recipes there that our listeners can learn from. So that's almondflourbakingcompany.com. All right, let's talk about one of the highlights of our show, Jessica. And that's your advice for other people out there who wants to transition to the paleo diet and lifestyle. You obviously got some lessons learned under your belt of experience. So take it back to the past. Say you're going to start all over again and you are in a group with other people who want to start the paleo diet, frustrated and confused and don't know how to get started. What types of special suggestions or advice and lessons that you learned would you give them that they can take action on today? And if you can boil them down to your top three tips or advice, what would those three be?
Yeah, I can actually. The first would be just eliminate one thing at a time. if you will, eliminate one grain at a time. And I would highly, highly recommend eliminating gluten as the first thing to take out of your diet. You know, the proteins gluten and gliadin found in wheat, rye, and barley, they actually convert into opiates in your digestive tract, and those opiates go directly to your brain. So there's research that shows gluten and gliadin to be highly addictive. If you can break the gluten connection that you have, then you are well on your way to a paleo lifestyle. That's really the hardest thing for people to overcome, I think, when they're embarking on a paleo lifestyle. If you're not necessarily doing it for health reasons and you don't have a big push to go paleo, except that you'd like to, you know, have that lifestyle, I would say start with gluten, get off gluten, and then after you eliminate gluten and you feel pretty confident that you have from your diet, then move on to the next thing. And then the third piece of advice I would give is create a percentage strategy for yourself, which is try just eating one meal a day paleo. You know, maybe for breakfast, just try, you know, eggs on a bed of arugula with some lemon and olive oil. And if that is absolutely not you, just try having a salad, you know, with fresh vegetables and proteins for lunch. Just try one meal a day and see how you go. You know, just try to be 30% paleo. And if that is too scary, taper it back, you know, scale it to what feels right for you. Maybe it's just one meal a week, or maybe it's one whole day of paleo eating once a week, you know, something like that. Find the percentage strategy that really works for you on a personal level that makes you feel like you're not giving up your life. I think that's the most important thing. You're not giving up anything. You're trading in. And for me, I traded in a lot of really unhealthy autoimmune disorders. And I got in return just a ton of energy and health. So yeah, that would be my top three is eliminate gluten first. Then as you go, eliminate one thing at a time, and then create a strategy for yourself where you, you know, have one paleo meal a day, or maybe it's one paleo meal a week, or maybe it's, you know, one paleo day a week. Whatever you're comfortable with, figure it out and just slowly go from there. Once you start to transition, your body will crave the paleo lifestyle more and more. And it takes time, so just be patient with your body. You're learning something completely new.
Wow, great takeaways there with just what you've shared. And I totally agree with those that you've shared that our listeners can take action on today. So like what you've said, start getting off or eliminating gluten. And I totally am with you with what you said about a lot of our listeners or a lot of people out there have a challenge with this. I mean, for me as well, this was a big challenge. I mean, I grew up eating rice, I mean, three times a day. And it was hard. And my husband, he grew up with bread. And so it was really hard in the beginning. But after a couple of weeks, I guess that's when I realized, oh, my taste buds changed because I don't crave for them no more. So try to eliminate that one first and then eliminate one thing at a time. This is really huge for our listeners out there who are beginning to with this paleo diet. Eliminate one at a time and start with, for example, a breakfast or a dinner and do that for some days until you master that or until your body gets used to that. And then make sure to create a strategy or a plan that works for you because that's really huge. news. Thank you for sharing that, Jessica. Now, share one resource or a book that you can recommend our listeners that will help them transition to the paleo diet or the gluten-free diet.
Yes, that's really easy. There is a book called Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, and it was written by Weston A. Price, who was a dentist. Now, get this, he worked and lived in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. He went around the world and studied indigenous cultures in every part of the world. He pieced together the various similarities in these indigenous cultures' diets and really came to the understanding that a paleo diet is nothing new. The paleo diet has been around since man began to have more control over what he ate. And Dr. Price found that the healthiest people and cultures in our world and in the world history are people who follow a paleo diet. This book, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, is an incredible book. You will learn so much about nutrition, genetics, DNA, and your own biological history. It's a really, really powerful book and will really set you on the path to a really healthy understanding and excitement about the paleo diet and what it can actually give you.
And that's the Nutrition and Physical Degeneration by Weston A. Price. And I'm going to have that on our show notes as well. So thank you for sharing that, because that's a great resource that our listeners can learn more about, you know, paleo diet and also how, whatever other resources that's good for them to kind of part of their of educating themselves about this. So thank you for sharing that. That was a great resource. Now, last but not least, share our listeners where they can connect with you and learn more about you.
You can always connect with me through my blog, which is thealmondflourbakingcompany.com. You can also type in almondflourbakingco.com. Either way, you'll find me there. You can message me there. But I also use my personal email as a way to connect with people all over the world in helping them with any questions or concerns they have with paleo or gluten-free baking or nut flours or anything. And my personal email address is just one word. It's gestation, J-E-S-T-A-T-I-O-N @mac.com.
All right, so that's almondflourbakingcompany.com, and her email is jessstation@mac.com. And for our listeners out there, all of these resources and the links that are mentioned in today's podcast will be made available in a beautiful infographic show notes at transitioningtopaleo.com/Jessica Dean, or just type in her name, Jessica Dean, on the search bar, and it will find it for you. But again, that link is almondflourbakingcompany.com, or you can email her at jessstation@mac.com. Jessica, thank you so much for being so generous in sharing your time and your inspiring story, for being a role model to many, and for bringing such a positive energy with our listeners today. The paleo fans out there, including me, appreciate you and wish you more success in business and in your life.
Oh, thank you so much, Marie. It was a true pleasure to be with you today.
Did you know there is a hormone in your body that turns your belly into a magnet for ugly fat? It literally turns the food you eat into embarrassing, pant-stretching, stubborn belly fat, even the foods you think are healthy. Discover a simple test that reveals if the belly fat hormone is sabotaging your fat loss, and learn the easy and natural ways to shut down this hormone for good, so you can have the flat stomach you deserve. Go to eatmoreburnmoresystem.com to learn more.
Thanks for listening to Transitioning to Paleo Made Easy. Now it's time to get your quick and easy step-by-step guide to transitioning to the paleo diet. This beautiful free download includes the three most important things that you need to be focusing on in order to make the transition as smooth as possible. Ready to get started? Head over to transitioningtopaleo.com right now and begin your journey. And we'll see you next time.